I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to reverse a policy of separating immigrant families coming across the U.S. southern border came in the wake of a political firestorm this week. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
President Trump center stage at a political rally in Minnesota, vowing to make immigration a central issue in this year's congressional election campaign.
If you want to create a humane, lawful system of immigration, then you need to retire the Democrats and elect Republicans to finally secure our borders.
Just hours earlier, the president reversed his controversial policy of separating children from their parents. Trump backed away from the separation policy after an outcry around the country that included protests. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A controversial clothing choice is overshadowing a surprise visit by U.S. First Lady Melania Trump to a Texas facility to meet immigrant children separated from their families. Boarding a U.S. Air Force jet at and returning to Joint Base Andrews in the state of Maryland Thursday, the First Lady was spotted wearing an olive green jacket. The back of the jacket read, "I really don't care, do you?" in white graffiti-style lettering. The First Lady's team insisted that there was no hidden meaning behind the choice. The Pentagon has agreed to house on military bases as many as 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children who illegally crossed the United States southern border. The Pentagon spokesman, Army Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Davis, told VOA the Defense Department accepted a request for assistance with migrant detainees from the Department of Health and Human Services. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced it will impose tariffs on $1.8 billion of U.S.-made goods in retaliation of U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. And European Union retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods have taken effect as well. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
The EU is enforcing tariffs on $3.4 billion worth of American products in response to duties the Trump administration has put on European steel and aluminum. The goods targeted include typical American products like peanut butter and orange juice and a niche export, Harley-Davidson motorbikes. They seem designed to create political pressure on President Donald Trump and senior American politicians. Trump imposed tariffs of 25% on EU steel and 10% on aluminium on June 1. Europeans claim that breaks global trade rules. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Indian officials say five female charity workers were abducted and gang-raped at gunpoint by a group of men in a remote eastern tribal district. The women told police they were staging a play to raise awareness about human trafficking when the armed men interrupt the performance and kidnap them. Police officers said the women worked for a non-governmental organization supported by a local Christian missionary group. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing an attack on this weekend's elections. The agency says the 14 foreign nationals were detained Friday morning in a simultaneous raid on their residences. It was not immediately clear what materials were seized in those raids. Turks vote Sunday in presidential and parliamentary elections that will trigger a change to a powerful presidential system. With World Cup 2018 underway in Russia, the Kremlin is now hinting at movement toward a possible summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin as early as next month. Charles Means reports from Moscow.
Trump has repeatedly seemed eager to defy his critics and foreign policy expectations when it comes to Russia, recently angering traditional U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Quebec when he argued Russia should be reinstated to the Group of Eight countries despite being kicked out for its annexation of Crimea. For that reason, Russian political observers suggested most Kremlin officials saw a Trump-Putin summit in whatever form as a win a priori. Relations, they note, could hardly be worse than they are now. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
And finally, a federal judge Friday dealt another blow to U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, refusing to dismiss a money laundering charge brought against him by the special agent in charge, Robert Mueller. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the best music today.